So it's not Martin House B&B. It hasn't been a B&B for many, many years. And Martin House has been a private house for a good few years. And the previous owner of it recently, died a number of years ago. And it's now been put over to accommodation for refugees. This is something that won't impact on the current tariffs offering in the Killybegs area, because it hasn't been in that sector anyway. It won't make any difference in terms of what the Killybegs has to offer for tourism in the coming years.
And when can people expect to see the refugees moving into Martin House?
Well, the agreement has been signed by the department, so I presume it'll be imminently, and so normally they inform the TDs and councillors when the deal has been done. So I would expect that the residents will be arriving in the coming days or weeks, and I hope that they will be made welcome to by the general community in Killybegs, which I'm sure they will, and that they will have a good time when they're there.
Do you feel the residents of Killybegs will be concerned about this?
I don't think so. I don't think they have any reason to be concerned. And we have seen other refugees and asylum seekers come to live in the town as well. But you know, the one concern that people would have had previously was that the tourist offering would be taken up, and that would have an impact on the tourist sector that Killybegs has become more dependent on over the years. But this property isn't part of that, and shouldn't make any difference in relation to that, hopefully.